heard the awards, Marcia always makes such a big deal out of everything.
Jan, if those had been your awards and Marcia had dumped them somewhere, wouldn't you be upset too?
I guess. But every time Marcia turns around, they hand her a blue ribbon or something.
Oh, now, Jan, you know that isn't so. Marcia's worked very hard for those things.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
All right, it's Dave Player here on 720 WGN. Although the classic TV series, The Brady Bunch, turns 52 this year, at last week's 24th Annual Family Film Awards, the show was honored with the Iconic Television Award. E. Plum played middle daughter Jan Brady and also has a new line of home products called Plum Goods. And to talk about it all is Eve Plum. Hi there, Eve.
Hello.
Hello. So glad you are joining us tonight.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, here's what's something funny. Like, the Brady Bunch, I think, occupied this exact time slot that we're speaking in, like, 50 years ago.
Wow.
Did you
either 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Right?
I'm not the best. You're going to have to consult the almanacs and the printed word for accuracy when you're talking to me about the Brady Bunch.
We could do that. But did you ever think, though, Eve, that, you know, a decade, I mean, we're talking 52 years later, that we'd still be talking about this show?
No, because at that time, I couldn't imagine being 52 years old, let alone being 63.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you were 10, I think, when you filmed the pilot, and 11, really, when the series began. But that wasn't your first TV role. You were already acting at, like, age 7.
Six, yeah.
Six.
A children's agent had moved in next door to us, sent me on an audition for fabric softener, and I got the job. And I haven't looked back since. By the time I did Brady Bunch, I had been run over by a horse. I had died of leukemia. I had been thrown down a well. I'd lost my dog at Christmas. And I'd been sold off by my dying uncle at auction.
Oh, my God. Wow. And you turned out okay.
Yeah, I did, surprisingly enough. You know, you can get some. Resilience is key.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll say you did. You did TV commercials, like you mentioned. I'm looking at the list of credits. The Virginian, the Big Valley.
That was the horse running me over.
The Big Valley was
falling down a well.
Falling down a well.
And Orphanage Burned Down.
And the Orphanage Burned Down. Lassie? Do you remember what happened, Lassie?
Dog lost at Christmas.
Dog lost at Christmas. Tragic. It Takes a Thief.
I was kidnapped behind. My parents were scientists. We were escaping behind from the Iron Curtain, and I was kidnapped at the border. And Alex Mundy had to come and capture me and rescue me.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
Which is funny because I just started reading Robert Wagner's book about the actresses that he's worked with, and I'm just page turning to see if he talks about me.
Nice, yeah, very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Family Affair.
Family Affair. Died of leukemia.
That was that one. Okay.
On Christmas.
Oh, man, a tearjerker, another tearjerker.
Christmas tragedy.
Oh, my God, Gunsmoke.
Now, Gunsmoke, I don't remember.
Okay, well, you were young. Gunsmoke. I mean, you were really young, I mean,
I was really young, but I do remember because I loved getting dressed up and going to Western Costume and getting fitted for costumes. One of them, I think it was the Fell Down the Well one, they had to have a few dresses for me because I had to be dirty in one scene and clean in the other. And I would swear there was a tag sewn in there that said Shirley Temple.
Wow. Which,
you know, these days we take a picture of everything. I would have loved to have seen that, have had a picture of that. Yeah.
But what's funny is they did reuse props over and over and over. So that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, in the 1960s, why wouldn't they just have a piece of wardrobe from the 1930s, which would have been considered worthless?
That's true.
Really?
That's true. No, absolutely, back then. And, you know, you think about, you were that young, like 6, 7, 8 years old, doing all these scenes. You do have some vivid memories of some of this, huh?
Right, yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, right, yeah. I was just trying to remember. Yeah, it's coming forward here.
And then the audition, it was called The Brady Brood, I think, at the time.
Right. Yes.
How did that come along? I'm sure your parents, somebody has told you a story, like how many billions of kids probably, auditioned for this role. How did that all happen?
Well, it was just another audition, you know, and at that time they were seeing all sorts of ages and all sorts of hair colors, because the most important thing about an actor is their hair color. So they were seeing, you know, blonde boys and dark-haired girls and red-headed boys and blonde, you know, all the different hair colors and ages. And so it was sort of what they call a cattle call, where they just had, you know, line them up and, you know, next. And so I didn't make the cut. And so then next thing I knew, I was being called in to meet with John Rich, the director, and Sherwood Schwartz, the producer. And I went into an office, and I don't remember much of what was said other than they said, well, she looks like our girl, meaning Florence Henderson. And next thing you know, I'm in an itchy pink satin bridesmaid's dress.
Wow, that's it. And that's
a
it.
Wedding.
I thought one of the kids had to dye their hair, maybe, for the series.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike has like sandy blonde reddish hair, and they dyed his hair the first few years.
That's amazing.
It looks so natural.
That's amazing. And again, you said that all of a sudden you're in that bridesmaid's dress, and on you go.
Right.
On you go.
And who knew? Because I'd done other pilots. Who knew if this was going to go? I had done a Dick Tracy pilot. I had done a Barbara Rush pilot. So there's no guarantee that these shows are going to happen.
That's the case. I know Betty White said the same thing. Like, she said, I've done a million pilots in my year. I just never know which button is going to push and it's going to be go.
Right.
So you take a chance. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, the show, which we all, you know, it's so beloved today, but at the time the show originally aired, the show wasn't considered relevant. It was saccharine, people used to say in the reviews. There was political divide. There was Vietnam. And then you had, you talked about John Rich, who was a big part of All in the Family, and Mary Tyler Moore and all these other shows. It might have not been critical to what was going on in the world at that time, Eve, but it was almost a great escape from everything that was going on.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's just, it's just such a volatile time. Considering, you know, here's some of the funny things I find about this show is, considering the Bradys had six children, dad's an architect, they're apparently make enough money to employ a live-in maid, take great vacations.
Right.
Carol's not working really, but you had to share a room, and the boys had to share a room. Like, we could have thought that out a little, a little bit more.
Yes. Well, you know, that makes for comic hilarity.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. We all know who grew up with the show, and even my kids. You know, my kids are 20. They're 16 and 8, and they still watch the show. I mean, it still is playing all the time. They've seen shows more than once, and you can recite just about every line. You know, when what do you remember on set? Like, what did you guys do to pass the time? Because you're not filming an episode in front of an audience for 22 minutes. This is a week-long project.
Well, yeah, if we were lucky, we had 5 days to shoot a script. Because we were the lesser light on the Paramount lot, they sort of tried to shoehorn us into multiple dressing rooms and have us park off the lot. And at one time, they tried to make us, and we did. We made an episode in 2.5 days. So there wasn't a lot of sitting around, because if you're under 18, you could only work 8 hours a day. And if school's in session, three of that has to be in school. So during the summer, when was the main time that we shot, our wonderful teachers would keep us busy with art projects. And, you know, it's nothing. I don't know if it's the same way for other children, but I think children like to be around adults and just to be around the other mothers and listen to adult conversation and hang out. Was I really liked it, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you think about it too, like this is not a time, like, you know, we're so used to shows these days. A lot of them are, you know, one camera, three camera with no audience, and there's no laugh track, there's no nothing. But comedies that had the laughter in the background, people are used to seeing a show film, taped, whatever, in front of a live studio audience. That wasn't the show.
Right, right.
Were you fascinated as a kid, like the production and what was going on behind the scenes? Did that fascinate you? Or were you kind of there to do a job? Like, how did you feel, you know, even doing some of these?
I guess I was more sort of there to do a job. It was something I was familiar with. I was mildly curious, and you know, that's just it. It's that our set was very respectful to everyone. You know, and we were not treated as precious commodities. We were treated as people who were there to do a job, and not like we had to, you know, lockstep in line, but, you know, don't goof around too much. When we were told to cut it out, we would cut it out. The main thing I remember, though, was from my earlier days, was loving to work with trained animals. You know, the horses on the westerns and getting to work with Lassie.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was great. Yeah. We're getting to work with trained animals has always been fun for me.
So you got a little bit of tiger in there. That's probably about it.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Very little bit of tiger and Fluffy, who, of course, we wanted them to be in every episode.
Yeah, of course you did. I guess kids, of course you did.
They faded out pretty quickly.
Yes, they did. They absolutely did.
Yeah.
You know what's just really special about this time in television history is that so many of us were watching, you know, the same shows. I mean, you know, you're talking about 30,
right.
40, 50 million people sitting in front of the TV. And really, sure. You've had the benefit of a lot of episodes to rerun. But, you know, I kind of remember at the very beginning, I was born in 67, so I kind of remember being on Friday nights, probably at the tail end, but I grew up watching it probably in the late 70s and 80s. My kids watched it in the 2000s. Like, it's been out there so long. That communal time of what, and then it was Nick at Night forever, which was another massive audience. We just don't have that anymore. Like, there's not enough of us watching the same stuff, sometimes even to have a conversation.
True, yeah. Yeah, people will ask me about things. I'm like, nah, you know, I can't know. There's so much content right now that it's rare when you meet somebody that has the same Venn diagram overlap of what your interests are because there's so many platforms. I mean, I can't even with the platforms.
Yeah.
With the Hulu and Netflix and it's like I have to keep a list in my phone of what shows I want to watch and what net platform it's on.
Yeah.
And sometimes even when I'm sitting there with the television, I'm like, well, I don't know. Is it supposed to be in my DVR or is it Netflix or is it Hulu or
right,
is it HBO?
It's true.
You know,
totally true.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, just looking at this list here, you know, very Brady renovations on Discovery Plus streaming. Brady's on Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. So, yeah, you got to keep track of some of this a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm not making any money from any of that. So.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, not from back then. I know that's crazy to me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you did some other stuff, too. And I was looking at the great friendships that you made on the show. I was watching an old interview with Ann B. Davis, who played Alice from like 25 years ago, and because I'm a big dork. And she said when she was on the show that she owned 3 different Porsches.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to Christopher Knight about that.
No,
he's like, yeah, I got to ride with her in one of them, but like every day she'd pull in another Porsche, Alice.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I had no idea. That's funny.
Look at that.
What a funny. <That's>
right?
Funny.
Yeah, that's something you picture.
Right.
And then you guys did this very Brady renovation, as I said, streaming on Discovery Plus. What a fun project that must have
been.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was a lot of fun. And the attention to detail and the meticulousness with which that place was replicated is astonishing, considering there were no blueprints and the designers had to just look at the TV shows and extrapolate the scale and the size and the textures. It's just amazing.
Well, yeah. And from the street, you couldn't even have a house like that. I know they had to dig into the ground to create the levels.
Right.
So this, folks, if you still haven't seen this and you have to catch it, you know, the Brady Bunch house was in a neighborhood and everything else was on a soundstage. So they literally, the house inside looked nothing like it. They made it to look like this and all of you participated.
Right.
Yeah, which is wild. And what's funny is I've been to that house, I think, with the family. We were doing neighborhood tours and whatever. Right up the street is the Cunningham house.
Oh.
So I think somebody from Paramount was just out snapping houses.
Right,
and,
sure.
And they discovered these couple houses in their categories here. You did NBC productions of Little Women, you know.
Yes.
You did other series like Here's Lucy. You did The Traditional Love Boat, Wonder Woman, One Day at a Time. You know, did you do some All My Children as well?
I did. I got to do 3 episodes of All My Children. Boy, I was really hoping that they would hire me as a regular because I loved that show and I loved Susan Lucci, and so it was really great to get to do that. I also did, you know, TV movies for days.
I did,
you know, Dawn Portrait of a Teenage Runaway. And,
lots
of TV movies.
And every Brady iteration except the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, which I have a lot of respect for you for, because that was a tough one. that is still to this day a tough one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course it is. But after all these years, you've had such a solid upbringing as a kid. Your mom was on the set with you every day. Your dad managed money, invested it all. And I remember reading an article some years ago that the beach home that you purchased when you were a kid was an incredible investment. You sold about 5 years ago for big money. You've done all right.
Well, yes. And you know, what was a little bit made me, you know, a little bit chagrined about that is that some friends never even knew that we even had that house or that we sold it. And we tried to keep that private because I don't ever want to brag or feel, you know, like, hey, look at me about my investments or my stuff. But having heard other child actors' stories of how their parents treated their money, was incredibly lucky. I always used to make jokes that, you know, in the other family, my father would be asking for back pay. but it's truly managed to move me forward into where I am now and given me an education about how to invest and about real estate and so forth that I'm very happy for that. And that I continue to enjoy doing.
Absolutely. And now you've launched some really cool products under the name Plum Goods, which you can find at plumgoods.eveplum.tv. And we'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.
I thought that winning would be the greatest, but everybody seems to have changed.
Maybe it's you who've changed.
I'm still the same.
Are you sure, Jan? Your brothers and sisters seem to think you've let your success go to your head.
They also think they've been had. You promised them everything in the world for getting elected, and you gave them nothing in return.
My intentions were good.
Intentions are not good enough.
Suddenly I feel about as popular as the measles.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
State player on 720 WGN. We're talking to E. Plum from TV classic The Brady Bunch. So, you know, Mother's Day, just around the corner, you've got a really cute line of some household products, some really cool goods called Plum Goods. Very bright, very cheery, big, bold, retro colors. Tell us a little bit about it.
I've been wanting to start Plum Goods for a long time, and the website's plumgoods.tv. You can just, that's very simple. It's part of my regular website, which is eveplum.tv. And so we decided, my husband Ken and I decided about a year ago to really just let's do this. And we decided to start the branding process. And we met with a couple who were great at this. And then the pandemic hit, so we had to do it virtually, which was a little bit more difficult, but we got through it. So we did the branding process, deciding what Plum Goods is and the colors and the idea behind it and all of that. And that was a wonderful experience. And then I was looking because I thought, well, you know, there's a way to curate a store where you are purchasing things wholesale and then selling them on your website, looking around. And I decided that I wanted to be able to do something that was my own design. And I don't know if this will be the only one and if I will start selling other people's products wholesale. But I worked with a designer that I hired to help me get the computer image for that daisy, which I'd used before, the sort of daisy, iconic daisy, which is from a daisy sticker that was on my bedroom door as a teenager.
Love that.
And I modified the shape and the size, and I chose four colors that were very vibrant but not fluorescent, not an exact right-on the nose thing to the 70s. Mm-hmm. And then it was just a really great graphic to be able to play with and place on things like coffee mugs and, you know, coasters and things like that. The other thing we came up with in the branding was a tagline, which is Plum Goods, happiness included.
Yeah.
Because the first thing that they asked me in the branding session was, finish this sentence, Plum Goods exist too. And I said, put a smile on your face.
Love that.
So, because I always wanted to be just, yeah, lighthearted, colorful, happy, friendly, useful, you know, useful things. Mm-hmm. And it's worked pretty well. That and a line of candles as well, scented candles.
It's a very clean, very clean design, which I appreciate. It's not very loud, but it's fun. And it's feel good and very, and it is kind of, it has a little bit of retro to it, but it's big and bold at the same time. Yeah. And this isn't your, you know, first foray into doing something like this. I mean, you've pretty much been an artist all your life.
Yes. We were always encouraged to paint and draw on the Brady Bunch set. And then over the years I have been a painter, oil oil on canvas. Everything from still lifes to, you know, restaurant scenes. I have a line of Western paintings. I have a line of film noir paintings. So I've always been interested in the visual arts.
Very, very cool. And for Mother's Day, you can get 10% off your first order. Look at me with this information with coupon code PlumGoods10. So if you want to go again, PlumGoods.tv or ePlum.tv, you'll find everything there. And of course, you can watch the original Very Brady renovation streaming on Discovery Plus, and the classic Brady Bunch is streaming on Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. So there you have it, man. Eve, so fun talking to you on this Friday night and hanging out with us, taking some time. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next on 720 WGN.